I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, for more than 40 years, the weekend after Labor Day has meant a big town festival in East Ham.
It is time for the East Ham Windmill Weekend, and there's activities of all types happening from Friday through Sunday to kick off the season. This year's theme is Things in the Ocean, which is going to be seen in the annual parade on Sunday afternoon and the sand art contest that they have this weekend. There's also going to be live performances all day Saturday, plus the festival has a local talent show, a bike raffle, a road race, food trucks, a vehicle show, and a craft and vendor show. This festival is geared toward families, and there's a lot of games and activities that sound fun for all ages, including a dunk tank, balloon animals, the great tricycle race, and new this year, there's a touch a truck event, and on Saturday night, an outdoor showing of the movie The Goonies.
Another Lower Cape tradition at this time of year is the Swim for Life and Paddler Flotilla, but there are some changes this year to the Provincetown fundraiser.
Yeah, we hear reports nearly every day of shark sightings on the Outer Cape, and worries about the sharks have forced the Swim for Life to change the course this year. So for the past 31 years, participants have swum across the harbor from Long Point, but the course on Saturday is going to be along the shoreline, starting at 8 a.m. at Provincetown Inn and finishing at the Boat Slip Resort. This is a fundraiser for AIDS, women's health, and the community. And they're also, for the first time, going to include a concurrent freshwater swim of about a mile on Great Pond in Wellfleet. The celebration at the end, which is open to the public, is going to take place at the Boat Slip, and they're going to have food and music there. All of it's going to raise funds for healthcare in Provincetown, with the swim raising more than $6.5 million over its time.
There are several other fundraisers also happening around the Cape on Saturday, including the Seaside Le Mans, the race for the Cape Cod community happening at Mashpee Commons.
Well, this is an annual event, and organizers set up a quarter-mile outdoor track at Mashpee Commons for a four-hour endurance race that's going to start at noon on Saturday after opening ceremonies at 11:40 a.m. Representatives from dozens of local companies are going to compete in Formula One race cars racing around that track, and spectators can watch their progress from outside or from the center infield. This year, they again have a volunteer bike build where people put together bikes as the race goes on, and that's going to be expanded to help more than 250 kids through 10 local children's organizations.
And on Saturday in East Falmouth, the spotlight is going to be on comedy.
Audience choice comedy and psychic storytelling are going to be two additions this year to the Cape Cod Comedy Fest, and they're going to present seven performers Saturday night at Cape Cod Fairgrounds. The headliner is a theme act, Two Guys Walk Into a Bar, with New York comedians Tom Briscoe and Mark Riccadonna working on a set that looks like their favorite bar, with Gary Marino acting as bartender. The audience is going to choose a topic, then the comedians will use their material and experience to make up their act. The rest of the main show will be several stand-up acts and the World Gone Crazy Band, plus a pre-show by mentalist and comedian John Stetson. The festival starts off at 5 o'clock with food trucks and a beer garden. The pre-show is at 7, and then the main show starts at 8.
And Kathy, we should acknowledge that there is weather in the forecast for the weekend. Of course, if you're heading to an outdoors event, you'll want to check to make sure your event is happening.
Absolutely. These may not be able to go on, but we hope so.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.